This is Vern Casper, Party Line, which put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO. Good morning. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now. And 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And of course, Clinton and Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast Melissa is working on right now to see if it will cooperate with her today. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dan Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Westland Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply. The Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties. And today, by the way, the last day, if you'd like to get in on the two-for-one match, especially if you're in Carroll County. I haven't heard yet if Carroll County has hit the target. I know Howard.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything
obviously
either.
Obviously, we did a while back.
Yeah, and Kokomo, or Howard County finally did, I think.
Yeah, they did.
But Carroll County was very, very close.
So fingers crossed. Yep. Anyway, you might check their website if you are wanting to donate today. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. 765-659-3338. If you have questions or comments today, we would love to hear from you. Chris Ward is going to join us here in just a little while to give you some options other than maybe drinking and doing some other things tonight. So we're going to talk to Chris here in just a little bit. In the meantime, of course, today is the last day of 2025. Is it just me, or is it like you blink and you missed it this year? I mean, this year went by so fast.
It seems like it, yeah.
It's that whole the older you get thing, the faster it goes, right?
I think so. Either that or we're just so freaking busy that we just don't notice it.
Maybe, but I know there's a lot of busy people out there, so I don't want to imply that we're, you know. But I just think, man, this year just seemed to go by fast. Anyway, it's the end of 2025. And here are a few of the things that happened this year. Of course, tariffs. That was one of the things. TikTok was supposed to go dark on January 19th. Of course, that sparked a nationwide freakout, and then it returned and hasn't gone away. Let's see. The first American Pope happened this year. Leo from Chicago. There was that big Louvre heist. Labubus. I was not familiar with Labubus until my children came home for the holidays, and I have been educated. And so there's that. The Starbucks Barista Cup. Dubai chocolate. Sydney Sweeney's jeans broke the internet. If you are not familiar with Sydney Sweeney, don't feel like you're alone. She's a young pop artist. And so if you are not listening to pop music, you probably don't know that name, and that's okay. 6-7 became the viral kid slang. It is driving many teachers and people who have young ones at home crazy, but I think that's even starting to go by the wayside at this point. I haven't heard as much about it, I don't know, in the last few months here. Taylor and Travis got engaged. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got engaged this year, and Selena Gomez and Betty Blanco got married. Again, if you don't know those names, that's because the ladies there are both pop stars. Now, Travis Kelce, I'm sure maybe several folks that are
Kansas
involved
City.
In
yeah.
Football would know.
Yeah.
And Selena.
That was interesting. An interesting year for Disney, just because the generation, Miley Cyrus, Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, all three of those were like massive and are massive they are three of the most successful Disney stars to ever come out of Disney.
Oh, yes.
And all three of them got engaged. And then Selena's one that's married. The other two will be getting... Or Demi Lovato is married. She got married mm-hmm. before Selena. And Miley Cyrus is planning her wedding right now, too.
Also, the Dodgers won the World Series again. So there are some of the things that happened this year. Some passings. We lost Gene Hackman this year. We lost Robert Redford. Have you ever made that better than Robert Redford cake? I've seen the recipe, but I've never made the cake. It's supposed to be really good, I guess. We lost Diane Keaton this year. Val Kilmer. We lost Ozzy this year. Brian Wilson. Sly Stone. Giorgio Armani. Charlie Kirk. Hulk Hogan. And, of course, more recently here, Rob Reiner. So those are just a few of the folks that we lost this year that folks might know who they are. So, there you go. Got any big plans for tonight?
Sleep?
Yeah. With the way I feel, I'm not going
anywhere. We don't stay up. I mean, I'll be watching football, but otherwise, no.
No. Well,
I don't know.
New York's got the ball drop. In Spain, they eat 12 grapes during the countdown. And in a bunch of countries, they chow down on ring-shaped foods to symbolize coming full circle. So the big question is does pizza count?
I
think it's a circle, sure. I'm saying it counts.
Do you do the cabbage thing?
Nope. I like cabbage.
Yeah.
But nope.
We don't worry about it.
I don't either.
It's never made a difference whether we did or we didn't, so
no.
We don't worry about it now.
Today, by the way, is also Make Up Your Mind Day, according to longstanding tradition. This is Make Up Your Mind Today. Time to pick a New Year's resolution, if you're going to do so, and actually stick to it this time. On average, the typical American ditches their New Year's resolution by about January 17th, so we can't even stick it out for 3 weeks. So there's that. At that point, why bother?
Yeah,
right?
I don't do any of that.
No.
Today's
National Champagne Day. You like champagne?
Nope.
I do like some champagnes. College bowl games start today, and tomorrow, of course, is the big day for IU. Mm-hmm. I think the game starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow, our time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. So you can look forward to that tomorrow. And it's the only time I'm going to root for IU. Just and I saw they have a chance of rain there, so I feel bad for the fans that are all...
Right now, though, what I heard this morning is they're thinking the rain might... Hold off.
Fingers crossed.
We'll see.
Yes, absolutely. I don't blame hear you travel
they're
all that
used,
way.
They're used to, it's an Indiana school, they're used to crap weather. So, I mean, come on.
I know, but you don't want to go out to California and have it as well when you're once in a how long has it been since they've been.
Yeah, I know.
So, I feel bad for them. Oh, well.
Yeah.
It happens. What are you going to do? 659-3338. If you have questions or comments, if you want to tell us what you're doing this evening, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah. I don't know. I might change my mind and stay up. It just dawned on me when you were asking about that. Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Is going to be on the Dick Clark.
Really?
Which Ryan Seacrest hosted.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, she is going to be the big performer, and I think she's performing at midnight.
Oh,
I think that's
papers.
What they were talking about. When the ball drops, I think it's going to be Diana Ross. So right. I might have to stay up for that. I mean, it's Diana Ross. So
it is Diana Ross.
Yeah.
A couple of things here. This has happened to me because during the holidays, I get lost on what day it is. I don't know what. I mean, I know.
Well, it's easy, especially when it's during the week.
Right. I know today is New Year's Eve, but I don't. I mean, you know, it's today's Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there we go. Does anybody else have this trouble where they can't remember it? According to new research, the typical American will lose track of the date almost 5 times between Christmas and New Year's, and that is totally me. They say it's probably because the holidays mess up our regular routines like work and school, and it doesn't help that half of us say we'll be watching old movies and TV shows and exclusively wearing sweats all week. Ironically, I have sweats on right now, and 1 in 10 of us even admit we'll only shower if guests are coming over. I did go through a little bout of that as well. So,
no. Anyway.
Do you shower every day? Like, I don't shower
pretty
as much.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I went a couple days.
Anyway.
I finally said to my husband after Christmas.
Not the hair, but, yeah.
I said, I think I better get in the shower.
So, I don't know. I think the holidays screw everybody up, because especially Christmas and New Year's, mm-hmm. because they're only
so
a
close
week
together.
Apart.
Correct.
There's a difference. I mean,
yes.
It's not like we have months in between. It's a week.
And I love Christmas because the world shuts down like for one day. It's like, mm-hmm. can we just take a day? And I love the fact that the world just, like, you can't go to Walmart. I like that. You can't go to other places. I like that.
I've noticed with the holidays here the last couple of years, well, since COVID, actually,
mm-hmm.
more and more stores are incorporating that. They're
yes.
closing. They're giving their employees
I
that
love
day.
That.
I mean, Thanksgiving.
One day. Come on. We
know,
can just...
Christmas, Thanksgiving, we may see that with Easter this year.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I have no problem with that either.
I think people should be with their families.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good with it. Now, there are some things going on tonight, but if you're one of those homebodies, you're not alone. Did you know that 1 in 4 Americans would rather have a root canal than go to a New Year's Eve party? Now, I am not that bad.
I don't know. I just talked to my brother on, what was it, Monday when he called, and he had just gotten home from one of those.
Oh,
so it's
gosh.
Like, it's like, yeah. I don't think he would agree with that.
Oh, a new poll finds that more than 30% of us plan to cozy up with the TV to ring in 2026. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And 10% plan to sit around and doom scroll. Only 24% plan to celebrate the end of the year with other people. And most of those, they say, are Gen Zers. So I actually had plans to go somewhere this evening, but I'm masked up today, so I will not be attending anything, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to share it with anyone.
We don't, and... Every once in a while we go up and stay with the kids, you know, spend time with the kids and stuff like that. But everybody's getting that cold and sniffles and all that stuff, so we're not doing that this year. I was there yesterday, but no, I'm not going to subject the other half to that.
Because sure.
he comes down with everything. All I got to do is look at him and get sick. So,
yes,
yeah, I'm not
yes.
doing that.
Good morning. You're on Party Line.
How are you girls today?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Hey, this is the last day I can give negative out. No more negative after today, girl.
Okay, well, what negative do you want to talk about today?
Well, I want to tell you girls something, because you girls are smart. Very, very smart. Okay.
You give us too much credit, Carl.
No, I know you are. Women are smarter than men. There's no doubt in my mind. No doubt at all. They figure out the easiest way to do something. Might not be the right way, but it'll be the easiest way. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's just because we had to go through childbirth and raise kids. That's probably
yes.
why.
Yes. Okay. All the news. Oh, I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching this stuff. But all the news is talking about all the states. All the states that's taking billions and billions and billions of dollars, but it's not gone where it's supposed to be going. You know, it's not happening, you know. Like in Minnesota, California's it went through over $90 billion a year. They don't even know where it's going to, you know. But why do you think they're talking about every state, even Indiana, why do you think they're talking about all this abusive money for right now? What do you think?
I think it's a distraction. No,
you're right, Melissa. It's a distraction.
But I also think there is a lot of truth to that.
Oh, most definitely there's a lot of truth. Yeah, they give the farmers to help bail them out $20 billion all over the United States. Okay? Now, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what each farmer will get. Probably seven farmers won't even get any of it. It'll probably be the big, wealthy billionaire farmers getting it. I don't know.
If you look at the regulations on that, there's a lot of truth to what you just said.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not... to me, the only reason why they're bringing this out right now, this is just my opinion, my theory on this, but a lot of people can't see it, is because of the Epstein tapes. The trials that they're going to have and everything, because that, before they brought all this out, that's all you heard on the news is about those tapes. Now, it's all about embezzling money to get you off these Epstein tapes. They must think people aren't very smart or very can't see through this kind of stuff, you know.
I agree with that, but I think on the flip side, if it was turned around, it would be the same way.
Oh, yes. Yes, I agree 100%. 100%. You got a bad Democrat Congress, and you got a bad Republican Congress. We need to do with both. We need to do away with them both and have a third party, and I don't mean a socialism party. A common, let's call it the Common Sense Party.
Well, that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be a,
you know,
that'd be a kick in the pants. That'd be awesome.
You know, that's what we need in this country. And see what happens in you. But the way that I see the world today in the United States, and it's always been like this, but I never really noticed it as much until today. You've got two different kinds of laws in this world, in the United States of America. The laws that the top 5% of the population follows is not the same laws that you girls follow.
No.
The top 5% can go out here, like our president said, I can walk down New York Street, shoot somebody, and I'll never serve a day out of it. You understand what I'm saying?
That's a problem.
But it's the truth. It's the truth. Now, that's like the Epstein tapes. The Epstein tapes, okay? He was one of the top 5%ers in the world that had all kinds of money. But the thing of it was, if you look at it, the reason why, did he commit suicide? Hell no, he didn't commit suicide. You believe that? You believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny?
Hey,
you know?
We just had Santa Claus in the studio the other day.
Yeah, that's what I say. But he was on too many the only true person on the Epstein files was the King of England that fired his brother because he messed with Epstein and was with those girls and he didn't want to put the publicity on the crown.
Right.
You know? So he got rid of him. And then you got presidents and you got all these people and read that book about our first lady, president's wife, that's out.
Melania?
Yes.
Okay.
You read that book, and that's going to open your eyes up a little bit, because she said that she would sue him for publishing that book. He said, go ahead and sue me, because I got the facts. I've got it all in black and white, and I'll go to court. I will tell you what it's all about. You know, and I'm not going to get into that because that's too nasty, too dirty.
Yeah, it's graphic.
Yeah, yes. But the laws of the top 5% of the population in this world, the Supreme Court needs to make them live by the laws that the rest of the people live by.
I think
everybody
should
be the same.
Yeah, but I think they're going to find out that Supreme Court, the majority of the Supreme Court, is in that top 5%, so
that's
never going to happen.
That's true.
And they were put in that position by somebody that, you know, doesn't want stuff to get out on either side, because you see the Clintons in those and you see Trump in those photos. And so,
yes.
I mean, both sides. I didn't hear you. What'd you say, Carl?
You didn't see Carl Wayne in there.
No, I did not.
So, hey, no, it just, they just, I just don't know. Now, I hate to see Powell get a new person takes Powell's place in May, the 1st of May, because Trump wants that interstate to.
Your connection's not the best in the world, Carl. We're losing you a lot.
I don't know why.
Can you hear me now?
Well, we've got you for now, but it comes in and out. So go ahead.
I don't want to see Powell left. He's a very smart man, and interest rates is according to the economy. If he puts somebody in there that lowers that interest rates way down. Now, here's the president that's filed bankruptcy six times. His income, his actual net worth, is twice as much as it was 12 months ago as president. Twice as much. Now, how can that be done?
A lot of loopholes.
A lot of loopholes. He has business on the side. I mean, this isn't his only career, so he had business before, so...
Yes, but should you go from $1 billion to $3 billion?
The only thing that they got to do is they got to step down out of leadership, and that's what he did.
Yeah.
His companies and his corporations can continue on. Yeah. They're probably doing better without him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either. I just think there's so much corruption in the United States. Is there any other country that I would rather live in? No,
I wouldn't either.
I just want to see the third party come out, the common sense. That's all I want to see.
I'd like to see the Republican Party come back. The true Republican Party, not this thing that we got now. Well, that's not it.
What I like about the Republicans, they say conservative. And our morning, our health insurance on all these people on Medicaid is going to go way up. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Medicaid, Medicare, all of it. It's all going to go up.
Well, I'm on that Medicare.
You're on Medicare.
Medicare.
Yeah, yours went up too, dude.
Well, it goes up. I tell you how that works, Melissa. It goes up what percentage raise I get every year, you know. That's generally about what my Medicare goes up.
So, well, do you think it's fair that people from other countries just get to come in and automatically get that benefit if they haven't paid into that benefit?
Nobody should get that benefit. If you come to this country, you come in, you got to get a job, you got to pay your own bills. The SNAP to be gone. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's right with the unemployment level we have. But people don't want to work because I talked to. I said, "You're kidding me," and he said, "No." Part of me kidding me. He said, "No." He was telling about people living here in Frankfurt in these apartments that are $800-$900 a month. They only have to pay $200 a month, and the government subsidizes the rest of it. Why should I've never got subsidized on nothing in my life?
I know. Uh huh.
You know? Do you think that's right?
Well, nobody has subsidized me either, and there's been times when I was younger that buying a gallon of milk meant really digging through the car seats looking for that extra quarter, you know?
Yes, but you was willing to get out and scrape and hunt to make a dollar.
Yeah, I often said that I could make it work, especially once I had kids. I would figure it out.
Yes, I agree. And that's the reason why you girls... are going to be all right in life. It's just we've got to do something with all this free money. This, like our principal said, 70% of the children in the schools are on poverty. Isn't that what he said? 70%, I believe it was.
I think it was, yes.
You know, that's, you know, in town I've been, I don't see how that can be.
Well,
you know.
Yes.
So, now, with that said, I'm going to get off here, and from now on, from here out, quit your laughing. No more negative.
Well,
and
Carl,
have a wonderful
I
New
just
Year.
Like it when you call in and give me your honest opinion. And sometimes, you know, not everything is cherries and flowers and rosy and whatever, but I just like hearing your honest opinion.
Well, I give my honest opinion, but you know what my wife says?
What?
My wife says you're so full of shit, your eyes are brown. Now they were blue.
Oops.
Yeah. Hey, God bless both of you and have a wonderful
you
day.
You too. Happy New Year, Carl. We'll look forward to talking to you again, and I can say this now, next year in 2026.
The only thing I was going to tell Carl, and Carl, I know you're listening because I could hear the radio in the background, is I saw something on Instagram the other night, and, well, actually, my husband and I saw it again last night, and we were looking at it, and it says you definitely want to take a healthy poop before you go into the new year because you don't want to carry that
over. I saw that as well. Well, we appreciate Carl calling in as always. That was fantastic. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought this was interesting, and this came in the news. We get some news that comes in here this morning, and I just saw it. Did you know that 1,000 Americans were polled by Gallup back in 1998? So that's when they were polled.
Mm-hmm.
On a landline about what they thought would happen by 2025. So here's the deal. They predicted we'd have a black president, that gay marriage would be legal, and a new disease would emerge. However, 27 years ago, they also predicted that we'd have a cure for cancer and a female president. So not everything really panned out.
No.
They also believed that people would be living to be 100 years old by now, and currently the average American life expectancy is currently about 78. So some things were right, some things were wrong.
But it seems like we've had an awful lot of people who have made it to 100 beyond.
Yes.
A lot more than I remember.
I agree with you. I mean, Mary Rancifer was, what, 112? Was she 112?
Something like that.
And then I just saw a gentleman yesterday, 104.
Yeah.
And so I do think there are some folks that are certainly living longer than what we used to. So good for them.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, I think they asked Mary, but I haven't seen that interview, what she would attribute her longevity to. I mean, was it her eating habits? Was it just her genes?
I think part of it's got to be genetic. And I just think, simply because, I mean, there's people who, you know, I read where there's guys that smoke cigars and drank a beer every night for their whole life and lived to be past 100, you know, didn't eat healthy, you know, all that good stuff, and still made it. So I think a lot of it is genetic.
I would like to know how much.
You see more of it in rural areas?
That was what I was getting ready to say. I wonder how much of it is contributed to eating foods that we get out of the garden versus a bunch of processed foods and things like that.
And, air quality.
Air quality is one of them. I agree with you.
Because I think, you know, it's just a little healthier to live in the rural areas.
Sure. I agree. Well, Chris Ward is in the building, so we will take a break. And you are listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.